All right, my friends, welcome back to Red with Sergio. Very happy to be here with you. As you can see, I have a guest with me today, my friend Andrew Purdom. He's a marketing expert and he's the owner of Unveil the Web. I've been working with Andrew for quite some time, probably about 3-4 years, and I've learned so much about marketing and how people buy. So I said, Andrew, you have to come to our friends here with Breakfast with Sergio and help us out to understand how people buy, because as artists, we are trying to sell our work through the things that we say in social media, to the posts that we make, to the ads and all that kind of stuff. Andrew, welcome to Breakfast with Sergio. How are you?
Sergio, thank you so much. I am so honored and excited to be here. I've got my cup of coffee that I drink every morning, and I've got a big bowl of watermelon. You know, for breakfast, I normally stick to fruits. I love fruits. I normally have some pears. I love some watermelon. Sometimes I'll have a little bit of pineapple in there. So I'm really excited to sit down and enjoy breakfast with you.
I also did the fruit thing. I have a yogurt and I have papaya all on the side with sprinkles of chia seed, which I love. You might try that on your fruit next time. Put some chia seed on top of it. Super good.
That looks amazing, Sergio. I have to give that a shot sometime.
Yeah, you'll love it. So let's talk about how people buy. How in the world people buy? You know, what goes in a person's mind when they go to a show and they see our art? They love it. They like it. But, you know, what are the triggers that are in the brain?
Mm-hmm. So when we think about how do people buy, well, I am a big believer in triune brain theory. And triune brain theory tells us that there are three portions of the brain.
Okay.
And in order to make a buying decision, you have to start at the very bottom and work your way up. Now, what most people try to do is they try to go straight for price or for value. And the reason why they see such low conversion rates is that's not how people buy. So here's the example that I give. The three portions of the brain, they're the reptilian brain, they are the limbic brain, and then the neocortex. And the reptilian brain, it's responsible for instinct. That's desire, that's fight or flight. That is what gets you in that flow of, wow, I'm really interested. You know, people often talk about when they see a product or service, they really, really want their peak. It's got their focus. They almost have tunnel vision.
Which may happen like in a show. You go to a show and like something really attracts you, or something like, wow, that will look really great in my home or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. So the example I give with this is Best Buy. Let's say that you're at Best Buy. It's a week before Super Bowl Sunday, and you see this big, beautiful 4K Ultra HD television. And the first thing you think is, Whoa, look at that. Look at those pixels. Look at that depth. Look at that clarity. And then you're immersed in the experience. That's your reptilian brain being piqued. And then we start going into the limbic brain, which is responsible for emotion. So reptilian brain is instinct and desire. The limbic brain is emotion. So you start going into, I can imagine all my friends, all my family coming around this TV on Super Bowl Sunday and thinking, wow, this guy really went above and beyond.
Right.
He really invested in making this an amazing experience. I was just here last week. This TV wasn't here. He really cares about us. And suddenly you've got the respect of people around you and they think, oh my gosh, he's amazing. So the limbic brain, the emotion, it's not just about the product. It's what the product does for you. It's about the experience that your consumers have. And then we can start exploring the neocortex, which is logic. So the consumer at this point, we've got instinct, we've got the desire built in, we've got the emotion, and then we have the logic. Well, you know what? It's 20% off compared to last week. That's a great deal. This might be gone. There's other people here that are shopping around. I don't know if this is going to be available tomorrow if I were to come back. Man, I better buy now. It's that logic. So people buy first instinctually, then emotionally, then logically. So, you know, I read a book a long time ago. They explained it very succinctly when they say, we have to appeal to people as if they are a child in a candy store. And then we have to get straight past that lawyer that says, no, you can't do this. No, you don't want to go that way. You have to appeal to that emotion, the core instinct of what people desire. And there's a lot of studies I could point you to, like in his book, Cashvertising by Drew Eric Whitman, he talks about how there are eight core essential desires that every human being has. And I don't know if we have time to go into that right now, but if you want to really learn how to grab people by the reptilian brain, look into that.
Can you give us a couple of them as a sample?
Sorry, say that again.
Can you give us a couple of those just as a sample?
Sure. So like number one, it's survival, the enjoyment of life and the extension of life. Number two is the enjoyment of food and beverage. Three is freedom from fear, pain, and I can't even remember off the top of my mind right now. Some of the others are like comfortable living conditions, social approval, the acceptance of loved ones and friends, and being popular. These are core instinctual desires that every human being has that they can never fully fulfill, that will always be there. And if you can appeal to those, you can pique people's reptilian brains. You can keep them interested and you can pull them in to what you're trying to sell them. So when we talk about luxury goods, like I talk about a television, you don't necessarily need a television to have a great life.
But which is exactly the same case for art, right? You don't need a painting, but it's again, it's that desire that.
Exactly. So just as you don't need a television necessarily to survive, it provides other things that you need as a human being. You need to be enriched. You know, we look at Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Well, towards the top, we've got the enrichment part where you have to have these experiences that enrich you as a human being, and being perceived as someone valuable by those closest to you is very important. So for art, how do people perceive you? What does having this piece of art either in your home or in a gallery do for your reputation? How does it appeal to people emotionally? These are things that I would think of as a marketer and an advertiser, and I'd want to put the emphasis on that and then put it onto the logic.
Mm-hmm. So the feeling is so important, right? Helping people get that feel for what it's like to have an actual work of art in your home versus a poster that you can buy on IKEA for $10, for example.
Exactly. So one of the appeal of a lot of museums that I've been to is these are historically valuable pieces. You know, recently I was down at Baltimore at the Inner Harbor, and there is a museum there that I stopped in. They've got pieces dating back to the 1300s. And a lot of their emotional appeal that seemed to draw a lot of people is, look at how this has shaped culture. Look at how this has changed lives. And you are in the presence of history. Now, if you're creating new art, that may not be the case for another 500 to 600 years.
Right.
But think about how you could create paintings, sculptures, various pieces of art that appeal emotionally to people where they're at right now. You know, a lot of modern art, from my understanding, and you may have a better grasp on this than I do, Sergio, but it appeals to people where they are, various situations in modern life and the emotions that they're going through. You know, some of my favorite movies, for example, are the Dark Knight trilogy. And the reason why I love the Dark Knight trilogy so much is because it deeply resonates with me where I am, and it's why I'm such a huge Batman fan. Yes. So if you want to connect instinctually, emotionally, then logically.
Great. So it's important that as we write our messages or emails, that we touch up on all those three things.
Correct. Absolutely.
Is there one resource, like a book, that you would recommend to anyone who wants to go, you know, more in depth into this particular topic?
Yes, two books. Cashvertising by Drew Eric Whitman. That's more on the psychology of copywriting and how to tap in a lot of what I'm talking about. But if you want to learn more about triune brain theory and the art of pitching, may not be as relevant, but I learned a lot about that from a book called Pitch Anything by Oren Claff.
Awesome. Well, Andrew, you have been super cool. We are right on time here for our breakfast episode. And I don't know what happened here to my phone. But thank you so much for being here. Where can our friends find you in social media?
You could either add me as a friend at my account at Andrew Purdom, or you could visit me at unveiltheweb.com.
Unveiltheweb.com, and that's where we can find you and find all your expertise. Thanks so much, Andrew, for being here, for being so kind and helping us understand how people buy. Thanks so much, my friends, and I will see you in the next episode of Breakfast with Sergio. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends. It will make me so, so happy today. Goodbye.